You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network. Attention all timeshare owners. Is this what you'd like to do with your timeshare contract? Do you own a timeshare and just want out? Thousands of timeshare owners are getting out of their timeshare contracts. With the help of Timeshare Compliance, Timeshare Compliance can legally terminate, tear up, shred, eliminate, trash your timeshare agreement, ending your payments forever, saving you thousands. So whether you're a victim of a high-pressure, dishonest sales agent, or you were misled with what you were buying, or you overpaid and they underdelivered, call Timeshare Compliance now for a free consultation. With one simple call, the trusted professionals at Timeshare Compliance can legally rip up your timeshare agreement and help rip up your financial suffering. You could save thousands. Call now before another payment is due. Timeshare Compliance is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Call 800-617-2610. 800-617-2610. 800-617-2610.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
It's the Into Tomorrow radio broadcast or podcast or stream, whatever the case that you prefer, for the weekend of Friday, May 15th, 2020, our 25th year on the air, bringing you the latest in cool consumer tech, anything involving consumer electronics, gadgets, gizmos, products, services, all sorts of things. Available today and into tomorrow. And I'm your humble host, Dave Graveline.
And I'm your humble sidekick, yeah, Chris Graveline.
Yeah, or co-host, or hanging around the studio guy, whatever.
Fat guy in the corner.
Fat guy in the corner. Okay. In the control room here in our Miami studios, Danny G. Be sure to check out her new Into Gaming video at intotomorrow.com and her tech tidbits produced by none other than Danny G. A little bit of information every week for you about some of the latest in the technology world these days. Erasmo working with the show from his home in South Beach. Kim in Coconut Creek, Beth in Naples, Horatio in New York City. The whole team gathered round to be able to help you with any digital dilemma you may have. It's what we do.
See, our team for years has been working remotely before working remotely was cool.
Yeah, before you had to. We've been doing that. Now, several have then begun working more remotely since the pandemic, but we had it covered already.
But with the technology we have these days, really, you and I are the only ones that are actually required to be here in the studio because this is where we got the microphones and the recording stuff. But
yeah, unless we want those, you know, hollow-sounding, cheapy sounds of Zoom or something like that. But yeah, we're in our soundproof radio studio with the sound panels and all the appropriate stuff. And yeah, professional microphones and whatnot.
We should just do a Zoom show with dogs barking in the background. Everybody else is doing it.
We could, you know, cue the dogs on and off. And it's just not as much fun, though. Facebook claims that they're combating hate speech and misinformation by developing natural language processing models and a database of meme examples for training artificial intelligence moderators. One can only hope that the AI bots would do a better job than their human moderators have. Facebook, working with Driven Data, says they will also launch the Hateful Meme Challenge and will award $100,000 to researchers who develop AI models that can detect hate speech in memes. So I guess we're going to see if it's just more Facebook censorship, which is driving a lot of people crazy, or actual hate speech discoveries if they end up being able to do anything about it. But $100,000 to some researchers if you can develop an AI model, artificial intelligence model, because their human intelligence is lacking.
I can barely develop my own intelligence.
Well, there you go.
Artificial.
And you don't even get a dollar for that.
I know. Twitter said that it will begin to issue warnings on coronavirus-related tweets containing information that conflicts with guidance from public health officials. According to company leaders, Twitter will take a case-by-case approach to how it decides which tweets are labeled and will only remove posts that it deems harmful.
Yeah, that it deems harmful. Again, yeah. Censorship, the worst thing to ever happened to this country is Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah. Some tweets include a label underneath that directs users to a link with additional information about the virus. This is similar to the thing you've seen, I'm sure, on Facebook with Fact Checker, where it shows up underneath certain articles that people share saying this is a false article.
And with all of the controversy amongst scientists and doctors, you know, open, don't open, stay confined, don't stay confined, go to the beach, don't go to the beach. I mean, we've all heard it, and it's not a matter of Democrat or Republican. That's not at all the case. It's varying opinions that don't even come close to each other. So which do you believe? And in this case, what, Twitter's going to simply decide, well, they're going to believe this group and not the other group.
And that's the danger.
Yeah.
Other tweets may be covered entirely by a warning label alerting users that, quote, some or all of the content shared in this tweet conflict with guidance from public health experts regarding COVID-19. I guess that's sort of the 21st century tech version of the Surgeon General's warning on cigarettes.
Yeah. Although there's a classic example. The Surgeon General has been saying, don't wear masks.
I know.
I mean, this is the Surgeon General. So if you figure, well, then who do you believe?
That's why Twitter needs a Surgeon General's warning that using Twitter may be harmful to your health.
Yeah, thank you. That's
at least your mental health.
Right. And Facebook and TikTok and Insta. Oh, my gosh. It's enough to get you crazy. And then you have people like Dr. Fauci, who 2 months ago said, don't wear masks, now says you got to wear a mask. Now, is it because it's data-driven, because we've learned so much, or is it just conflicting because we're not sure? I mean, there's just so much that, my gosh. I mean, we all need the information, no question. But I think in the long run, we're going to have to make our own decisions as to our own safety.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it may or may not affect other people. But to have the conflicts that they have, and again, in the case of Twitter, censoring what they want to censor, wait, are they using an article from last month or an article from yesterday? And how do you know the article from yesterday is, in fact, accurate?
Because it was in the mainstream media, and we can all trust the mainstream media.
Not. Gee. Google is simplifying the pricing of its Nest security services to 2 subscription options covering an unlimited number of devices, a $6 a month plan with 30-day access to event footage, and a $12 a month plan with 60-day access to 24/7 recordings. The company hopes to gain an edge over Amazon's Echo devices by streamlining its security offerings and lowering the prices of its Nest Hub display and Nest Cam indoor platforms. Because Amazon's been taking them out to lunch for some time now. And Google is saying, we can't let this happen. This is crazy. We're the ones who should be making all the money that that Amazon is making. Jeff Bezos, the richest man on the planet, doesn't quite have enough money. So they've got to keep selling these things. And didn't you just buy one of the Amazon video devices?
The Echo Show, yes.
Yeah.
But it's funny that one of the selling points on it was the ease of being able to block the camera. It's, like, it's really sad if that has to be a selling point, how it's this easy to turn the camera off.
But the point is that it's the camera that's supposed to be what you want and why you buy the darn thing.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. But you're buying it because it'll go off automatically when somebody hits your doorbell.
Right, because I have the Ring doorbell, and since Ring obviously is owned by Amazon, they make it work easily with their own devices.
And how many people in an average week ring your doorbell?
Not very many, but I could also say Alexa.
Not very many could be none, right?
Right, but I could also say, Alexa, show me the driveway, and it brings up my driveway cam so I can see, you know, outside the house.
Aren't you special?
I am. And just another reason to talk to Alexa, because sometimes it gets lonely at my house.
Yeah. Danny, you won't believe it. He actually has conversations with Alexa.
I did once for the show because we were doing a tech news story
for
about
the show,
about
says.
The conversation mode that it has. Mm-hmm. Although I did introduce, speaking of things that, you know, an 8-year-old shouldn't be around, I did introduce my son to the Samuel L. Jackson thing.
What?
Just because I didn't realize he was hearing me, and I was, you know, I said, Alexa, ask Samuel L. Jackson what the weather's going to be like. And of course, he did it in his normal Samuel L. Jackson way.
Yeah. I was using MF words and stuff, right? Yeah, because that's what he does. Okay, well then. And now, will you see Samuel L. Jackson because you have the device, the video device?
I don't think so. But I think that if you ask Alexa like what the weather is, it pops up on the screen, and you know, she'll tell you, but it'll also display the weather forecast kind of thing. I don't know.
Wow.
Honestly,
I'm so jealous.
Honestly, I needed to replace the Echo in my bedroom because I've been having trouble with it. I have to keep unplugging it and plugging it back in because I can't get any sound out of it. So I went to Amazon to try to buy one.
Maybe she's trying to tell you something.
And the show was on sale, and I was able to do monthly payments so I could, you know, pay $16 a month for 5 months for it. So I figured, okay, well, that's going to cost me less than it. So it was an economic decision because I got it on sale less than a regular Echo.
The only thing that made any sense out of what you shared with me the other day about buying this thing is that you can unplug it, bring it in the kitchen because you like to cook and you like to follow along with a recipe once in a while. That makes sense. But you have absolutely no one that ever goes to your door in your guarded, gated community. So I don't think that's going to... You're going to have to go outside and hit the doorbell yourself just to see and then run inside to try to see yourself.
You don't have to hit the doorbell because you can ask Alexa to show you the camera. And I often hear noises outside and I'm curious. I don't want to get up off the couch.
Hear noises outside. You're on the last street in his community where there's not even a car that goes by.
Which is why when I hear a noise, I want to know what it is.
Yeah, boy. A voice assistant could soon help consumers shop while social distancing. That according to former retail executive Jan Niffen. In the near future, they say that customers could simply drive into a store's parking lot and interact with a voice assistant, probably not unlike Alexa or Google Home, for example, to learn what place they are in line and if the merchandise they want is even in stock in that store that you're in their parking lot, which is kind of interesting, not only social distancing, but saves you time. Can you imagine, though, pulling up to like a drive-through at BK or Mickey D's or something like that, and instead you're just asking for items that you want to shop for? Do you have them? Are they in stock? Are they on sale? Whatever. But you're going to speak to a smart speaker, a voice assistant, right at that point. Now, they didn't say it's a live person either, because it's not. It's just it's a voice assistant. So it's probably just checking inventory real quick and saying, what are you talking about? We don't even sell that.
Those kind of voice assistants, I don't like talking to. It's like when you call a company and you're trying to reach somebody and it's, you know, their automated attendant's always saying, tell me this option. I'm like, I talk to Alexa, but I don't feel comfortable on the phone, especially if there's other people around, like talking to this automated system.
And of course, we all try to go representative. And they have no idea what you're asking because they're stupid company and they don't give you a live person. And then you say live person or human being or none of I've fought with automated attendance before.
Like 2 weeks ago, I had to call our local power company. I was trying to make a change in my account and it took me 20 minutes to get to a person. And I'm even saying
FPL, Florida Plunder and Loot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm even saying in the option because I can't. I've tried representative. I was like, I just want to speak to a freaking person. I'm sorry. I don't understand that.
But I'll bet it'll understand if you cursed at it, it'll probably disconnect.
Probably. But the only way I was able to actually get to a real person is I had to, even though that wasn't what I was trying to do, I had to select the option to open a new account.
Of course.
They're like, oh, yeah, we can make more money. Let's talk to this guy.
Yeah, exactly. Or cancel an account.
Yeah.
That gets you a real live person. So if anyone listening has that problem and you can't, and representative doesn't work or something, then just choose the option to cancel your account. Boy, it's amazing how fast you'll get a live human being. Now, they may not be able to help you, but at least you can insist that if you don't want me to cancel my account, transfer me to a human being that can answer my question then.
Yeah. And then, of course, after I talked to the human being to make my change, she then transferred me to somebody else who she said will help me finalize the change. I said, okay, no problem. And I got to that person. Their whole job was to first try to sell me a monthly subscription to their surge protection service. And I'm thinking, okay, you're a power company. If you have to then charge me an extra $9 a month for protection against surges, then you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, they're not doing a good job.
And when I finally, after 10 minutes, convinced her I don't need that, then she tried to then sell me on some Comcast Internet service or AT&T Uverse. And I said,
oh my God,
I don't need any of that stuff.
Jeez. They're trying to sell all this other stuff unrelated to the power company.
Yeah.
Because they make money if they can do it.
Exactly.
And they have a captive audience in every sense of the word.
Uh-huh.
Nice. That's really pretty sad.
Boston Dynamics' creepy robot dog, known as Spot,
yes,
is now patrolling a popular park in Singapore to help with social distancing practices. This is according to the Singapore government. The trial program, which started last Friday, will see the robot dog deployed over a nearly two-mile stretch in the park for 2 weeks during what they called off-peak hours. A press release from the Government Technology Agency of Singapore said, a recorded message will be broadcast from Spot to remind park visitors to observe safe distancing measures. Spot will also be fitted with cameras to estimate the number of visitors in the parks. Yeah, now they say these cameras will not be able to track and or recognize specific individuals and no personal data will be collected.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I can see it now. The dog comes up and goes, woof, woof. May I have your attention, please? Mommy, it's a talking dog robot. Yeah.
And then if you don't get out of the way, it sort of just pushes you out of the way.
Yeah. Then, of course, it'll just laser shoot you.
But the robot doesn't even look like a dog. I mean, it's shaped like a dog without a head.
Yeah, I know. Guy, it's really spooky. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But social distancing, yeah, you just want to get away from it. I think that's the whole point of that. Andrea in Windsor, Ontario, listens on AM 800 CKLW, calling in using the Into Tomorrow app. We love you for that.
I like to know, why is my iPhone 6S shutting down all the time? This is just recent. And all the uploads are on. I mean, you know how you have to download something? All that is on. It just keeps shutting off periodically. And I looked also, the battery is good. So it's driving me crazy. Thank you.
Well, if you're like me, it's a short drive, so I can understand where you're coming from. And the problem is that it's an iPhone. Get an Android. You won't have that problem. But we will address your concern, Andrea. There are a couple of things that can cause a phone to shut down seemingly at random. And, of course, you mean updates that you were talking about, if it has all the current updates. It'll be hard for the operating system itself to be causing it. But you can try resetting the phone to factory settings if you're desperate enough to put up with setting it up from scratch again. The most likely causes, though, are hardware faults. The battery is, of course, the most obvious one with an older phone like the iPhone 6S, but you say you've ruled that out.
Yeah. Now, any crack in any board can cause random shutdowns as well. If that's the cause, there's really not much you can do about it. You won't be able to replace the main internal components of your phone for a price that makes more sense than just replacing the whole phone. Given that it's an iPhone, taking it into an Apple store for a diagnosis by their genius bar.
Yeah, air quotes, genius bar.
Would probably be smart when you're able to. Even if you don't want to spend the money to fix it there, they'll probably be able to tell you what the source of the problem is, and you can make your decision based on that. If a reset to factory settings doesn't work and it's a hardware problem, keep in mind that it might not be worth fixing.
Yeah, at that point, it is such an older phone, Andrea, that you might want to consider a newer model. It doesn't mean the newest model. You can always buy a used phone. Just get something like, what's the one that's even out now? Is the 11?
The 11, and they suppose there's rumors that the 12 will be coming out.
Yeah.
So, you know, do what I do. I always buy the last model. I'm always a model behind because I wait till they're a little bit cheaper.
Yeah, and they are because they want to sell the newest model. And that's fine. Let all your friends and relatives and other people deal with the bugs and the problems that the brand new model may have. You get the one after that that's already had the bugs worked out and the appropriate updates. But let us know what works out for you in the long run because I'm very curious. IntoTomorrow.com is where we would love to meet you anytime, 24/7. Let's do it, shall we?
Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your driver's and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. That's 800-281-7048.
Welcome back into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
And I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Make knowledge your superpower for managing type 1 diabetes. Visit DEXCOM.com.
It's time for our Info History Feature. IFA is one of the largest and oldest tech shows in the world. With this week's look back at IFA's historic past.
Here's Chris Graveline.
IFA history. IFA history.
The first professional studio tape recorder came to the market in the U.S. in 1948 with the Ampex 200. 2 years later in Germany, Grundig and AEG began producing the first tape recorders for home use.
Skippy! I'm so happy!
At the Funkausstellung in 1953, Grundig showed an open-reel tape recorder with 6-inch reels and reverse operation. 10 years later, the end had come for the complicated open-reel recorders, as the compact cassette offered easy operation with a tiny cassette housing the tape.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Both technologies were introduced at IFA. That's this week's IFA update, brought to you by Messe Berlin. Be sure to visit ifa-berlin.com.
We hope that you also, whilst online, visit intotomorrow.com, and if all goes well with the web gods, a little red box pops up that asks only for your email address, because we don't share it with anyone, and that's all the information we need. You put your email address in there, and you subscribe to our free once-a-week tech newsletter. Jam-packed with all kinds of things, like, go figure, tech news. And there's information about all sorts of other things, some thoughts to make you smile, Beth's tech tip. We got lots of goodies all there for you for free. And all you need to do is put in your email address, then click the link on the subsequent email that you'll get. It's a double opt-in because we don't spam anyone. And it's all there for you at intotomorrow.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
I wanted to congratulate Into Tomorrow on their 25 years, and I wanted to say that I've been working at a job for 24 years, and when I started, technology was non-existent almost, and what I really like about the technology is being able to communicate through the emails and not using so much paper anymore, storing stuff on our network. So I really like the technology that we have today compared to years ago.
Well, thank you, Barbara in Fairbanks, not only for congratulating us on our 25th year on the air, but for telling us what you liked about technology. And we'd love to hear from you as well. And by the way, you qualify for prizes. If you don't have a question or comment or help for another listener, maybe you just want to say, hey, congrats on 25 years, and here's what I like most or dislike most about technology. And it's very easy to do just that. And you can participate calling 800-899-INTO anytime, 24/7. Or use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app, which I pray you have on your phone already, or your tablet, or otherwise. If you are into gaming or not, you will love the Into Gaming pieces. Check out the video at intotomorrow.com, amongst other things available for you there. The National Institute on Aging has given researchers at the University of Massachusetts and Dartmouth Hitchcock a $1.2 million grant to explore the use of voice assistants in detecting whether users are at risk of developing dementia or are in the early stages of cognitive decline. I think I need that. One of their researchers said that their team envisions that the changes in the speech patterns of individuals using the voice assistant systems may be sensitive to their decline in memory and function over time. And if that's using that kind of technology for the betterment of humanity and hopefully catching some of those kinds of concerns early on, then terrific. And I hope that they continue to do good work along those lines. I mean, if Alexa can finally tell me, or Google Home, because I use both, hey, Dave, you're speaking differently. You're slurring or something. Not good for a talk show host. Maybe it picks up on maybe subtle changes in my voice patterns. And I know to just call it quits and say, well, I've done it long enough. I'm going to just take a break now. You think it'll tell me that?
Well, you always said you're going to do the show until you get terminal laryngitis. So.
Yeah, I know. So far, knock on wood, that hasn't happened. But see, because talk show hosts don't die, they just get terminal laryngitis and can't speak anymore. So you'll wonder if you, next week, if you hear only Danny G and Chris, you'll know that I got terminal laryngitis and decided to take a break.
Facebook has reached a $52 million settlement with former content moderators who allege that they suffered psychological trauma and symptoms of PTSD from repeatedly reviewing violent images on the world's largest social network.
Oh, please.
In a 2018 lawsuit, the moderators alleged that Facebook had violated California law by failing to provide them with a safe workplace. According to the lawsuit, former moderators reviewed content including murders, suicides, and beheadings that were live-streamed on Facebook.
Oh, jeez.
If the settlement is approved, each moderator will receive $1,000, and some could get more. Moderators diagnosed with certain conditions because of their work will receive money that could go toward treatment. Depending on the amount remaining in the settlement fund, they may be eligible for awards of up to $50,000.
Now, I can't help but wonder, were they ordered to do that as their job, or did they volunteer to work in that department?
That's my thought, because my whole thing is you kind of know what you're signing up for.
Yeah.
So you know the risks.
And if you can't handle it, I understand that. Not a problem. Move on to something else.
Right. It's like, you know, if I don't like seeing that stuff, I'm not going to sign up to be a police officer. Because,
yeah.
You know, I'm going to then turn around and sue them because this is scary. You know, this is not a safe workplace.
And having been a police officer, I can absolutely relate to that. But if I chose not to do it, I would have moved on and done something else.
Right. Now, unless Facebook said, you know, you're going to do this or you're fired, then I could understand it. But
that's different.
I can't see that happening.
I don't either. I mean, they have, I don't know how many 100,000 employees or more. I don't know what the last count is. But a lot of employees and a lot of departments and whatnot, then request a transfer or just say, I can't take this anymore, and rotate people out of it, perhaps. I get it. You don't want to see bizarre stuff too much. Some people do, I guess. But
although, you know, the $52 million it's going to cost Facebook, they'll make that back in, you know, like an hour.
Oh, that's nothing. Yeah, pocket change for Zuck. You know, but really, I mean, geez. If you don't like what you're doing, do something else. I have never had sympathy for someone who complains constantly about their job. Then don't do it. Do something else. Now, these days, granted, not such an easy thing to say or to deal with. But normal times, if you will, when there's not 33 million people unemployed, et cetera, and you don't really have a choice, you've got a job, keep it, you know, continue to support yourself, your family, what have you. But for the most part, you know, I never had any sympathy, especially for other people on the police department that would complain about the county all the time and the bureaucracy and the job itself. And do something else then. If you really dislike your job that much, do something else. So that's where it's difficult to have some sympathy for those folks. Google Glass might have been an incredible flop. We've talked about it years ago when it first came out. But that hasn't stopped companies from engineering cutting-edge gadgets for your eyes. The team at Mojo Vision is developing contact lenses that feature a display screen that can be used by the visually impaired. Other use cases for the lenses are also coming into focus.
I see what you did there.
See what I did there. But the fact that if they're helping the visually impaired by having a contact lens that you can put on and show you what you should be viewing, I think that's terrific. Now, and of course, it can then get into some virtual reality and maybe for gaming and some other stuff in the future. But first, let's help people who need that kind of help medically. And I think that's terrific.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard, you know, even a couple of years ago about a contact lens that somebody was developing that was able to detect your blood sugar levels.
Yeah.
Which would be great for diabetics.
Yep. That would be very cool. I don't know whatever came of that. We should ask Alfred Poor. Maybe he can do a health tech feature on it if he can find out some current information for us. Because I think that would also help many people. And we've certainly come leaps and bounds with tech, which is why for 25 years we've been covering technology. And those are the kinds of things that could make a huge difference for people. So I encourage those to continue doing those kinds of research projects and see how many people they can help. In this case, the visually impaired. That's terrific.
One of the biggest consumer headaches has eased, at least in part, due to the pandemic. Americans experienced a drop in the amount of robocalls flooding their phones in April, helped in part by international call centers being shut down during the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. The number of robocalls made to U.S. phone numbers last month was the lowest in 2 years.
Wow.
According to new data from UMail, which is a robocall prevention service that tracks robocall traffic across the country. UMail said Americans received about 2.86 billion calls in April. Now, that may seem like a lot, but that's a 30% drop from the month before and down 40% from February. At their peak in October of 2019, about 5.6 billion robocalls were placed in the U.S. in a one-month period.
Wow. So that's one blessing in disguise, I guess. I think what we should all do when we're stuck at home is we should call random numbers in India and talk to them about their car warranties.
Yeah.
Or their cow warranty or whatever, something, because you know, we get a lot of that at this end. So we've got time. We're all cooped up. You got a phone. Just randomly dial numbers in India. If you got VOIP, it's not going to cost you anything or very little. And see what you can get out of it.
Well, and as I read further into it, that's apparently why these have dropped, because a lot of these call centers are in India, and the people there, they don't have laptops to be able to work remotely, and many of them have lost their jobs, which is why the calls have stopped. A lot of them in the U.S., they can still work remotely. They get a computer at home, whatever, they get their headset, they still work. But you know, other parts of the world, they're not able to work from home.
Interesting, I would say. And what do you think? 800-899-INTO. We'd love to hear from you on anything involving consumer technology. 800-899-4686 or the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-574-5007, 800-574-5007. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-574-5007, 800-574-5007.
Dave, this is your old friend Lionel. That's right, the mononymous Lionel. And I'd like to take this opportunity versus that opportunity to congratulate you on 25 years in the biz doing what you do best. You know, Dave, I've known you for, oh, these many years. And remember when both of us started out during the Harding administration? And, well, look at you now. And look how far you've come. Congratulations, my friend. And I'll never forget the advice you gave me years ago. When you don't know the answer, make one up. Back to you, Dave.
Thank you, Lionel. What a character. Lionel in New York. although, a fellow radio guy who is a very funny gentleman.
Although he's not quite accurate. He's congratulating you on 25 years in the biz. You've been in the biz a little bit longer than
that's
that.
That's true. It's 25 years hosting Into Tomorrow. I've been in the biz for about 150 years.
Yeah, I mean, without, you know, not saying how old you are, but I know, didn't you get your start at like 16 at your high school, starting the radio station there or something?
Yep, yeah. I did. In fact, at 16, started WKHS, Killian High School Radio, which last I heard is still going, and they're actually on the air, not just going to the cafeteria and the student council patio,
well, maybe
which
by
is
now,
what I did.
Well, maybe by now they have the Dave Graveline Studios there.
Oh, sure. Yeah, right. Who? Yeah, exactly. Cougars. Yeah, Killian Cougars. But in the Harding administration, see, Lionel's much older than I am. Harding administration. What a character, this guy. What can I say?
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000. Again, text the word radio to 35,000.
Vincent happens to be calling in from Detroit, Michigan, listening on AM 800 CKLW just across the water in Windsor, Ontario, Canada. Hey, Vincent.
More and more these days, they're making cars without CD players. Well, I have a new Jaguar F-Pace, and it doesn't come with a CD player, but I have some CDs that I would still like to play in my vehicle. So what would be the best options for playing your CDs in vehicles now that don't have CD players but have a plug that you can plug an MP3 player in and things like that?
Well, Vincent, I don't blame you. If I had a Jaguar, I'd probably want to hear my tunes on a CD too, because you got some good stuff, I'm sure, by now. But where are you buying your CDs? Those things must be getting really hard to find these days. Since you have that aux plug, though, you can just connect a portable CD player. Surprisingly enough, they're relatively easy to find and relatively inexpensive as well. You can find them at places like Best Buy and even Target. Some models don't even reach $20. Just plug them in with a standard stereo cable, and you should be all set, probably for under $25 total, too. The cable, the player, everything.
And now, of course, Vincent, you won't be able to control it with your car radio or any controls that you may have built into your steering wheel, so you might be better off joining the present and converting your music to some digital format that can be stored in your phone or a USB device of some kind. Bluetooth and USB inputs can both be controlled by most car radios, and just about any USB device or phone can hold much more music than a CD, so you won't be needing to change them all the time.
That's true. And you can visit any local 12-volt dealer, because all the stuff in your car is 12 volts, and they can replace the whole radio in your Jaguar with something more modern that maybe, even though we talk about modern, also has a CD player built in that you can then still play your old stuff. Maybe you got your own kind of mix CDs that you put together, stuff like that. I get that. But yeah, you should digitize everything and play it that way.
Yeah, because, you know, especially most of the kids these days, they don't know the struggle of trying to beat the red light or you know, before the light turns green to go through your whole book of CDs to find the one you want and stick it in. But
hard to believe you used to do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, and now you just do it all on, what, Amazon Prime Audio or something, right?
Yeah. I don't even have music stored on my device. It's all streaming.
Wow. Must be nice. What if you call in and participate?
You win stuff.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Because perhaps we should share with our audience the kind of stuff that you can win these days. For example, from Audio Technica, we've got some Bluetooth wireless earbuds with charging case. Really nice one, by the way.
From Oaxis, we've got My First Instant Camera for Kids.
Ooh. Three Doodler has sent us some more of their Create Plus 3D printing pens to share with you.
From various companies, we've got a whole bunch of cases for iPhones, iPads, and various Samsung Galaxy phones.
If you've yet to do your taxes, don't worry, because even though it's past the normal deadline, remember they extended it to July 15th. Well, we've got some TurboTax codes for you, worth up to $200. So any of their programs will work with these codes. Let us know, no promises, no guarantees, if any of the things we just mentioned would be good for you, right? Handy for you, helpful to you. and say so when you call in, and we'll do our best to get one or more of those items to you, because it's what we do. We want to make you happy. And Danny and her team were sending out more stuff before we were on the air today. More prizes going out, lots of goodies. So participate. Call in, win stuff. I know you've heard Cameron saying it before, because it's what he says to remind you that this mantra.
Call in, win stuff. Thank you.
I love it when some callers call in and say, I'm calling in because Cameron said to do it. And then ask a question, make a comment, say congrats on 25 years. Here's what I loved about tech all that time. Whatever the case. You can do that. What's the number to call?
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
Or the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app.
Attention, those of you looking to go on a fun vacation and see the world on the cheap. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth even more in other countries, so there's never been a better time to travel outside the USA. The dollar is worth over $1.30 in Canadian dollars, and it's the same for Australia. You can fly there today and have fun and maximize your travel dollar. Your U.S. dollar is worth over $3 in Brazilian reals, and it's worth over $18 in Mexican pesos. Plus, in Argentina, it's worth over $27 in Argentine pesos. Just think of the bargains you'll get. And the way you get the cheapest airfare to any destination is by calling Tickets That Cheap. Save up to 75% on your foreign vacation tickets. Don't wait. Call now. 800-586-8571. 800-586-8571. 800-586-8571. That's 800-586-8571.
And Into Tomorrow, fun tech fact for you. Samsung means three stars in Korean. Did you know that? Well, you do now. This was chosen by the founder because he wanted the company to be powerful and everlasting, like stars in the sky. So he named it Samsung, which means three stars.
Very cool.
Yeah. You'd think he would name it something that would have thousands of stars. Only three.
Well, that's how they got Galaxy.
That's true, because it is the galaxy of stars.
Yeah.
Now, how'd they get Note then?
I don't know.
See? It is the Galaxy Note, so maybe that's it.
Maybe.
And then how'd they get S20? Well, anyway.
Don't forget you can listen to 24/7 to Into Tomorrow on our website. Streamguys.com helps us stream the last several weeks of Into Tomorrow nonstop at intotomorrow.com.
Can you believe it? Nonstop Into Tomorrow. If you have trouble falling asleep, get our app and stream it.
The insanity.
I'm telling you, we will help you in any way we can. But then maybe you shouldn't be listening to a segment where we scream, because that won't put you to sleep.
We don't scream.
No, we don't. And if we do, we turn over here before we scream. See, away from the microphone. Frank in Douglas, Texas, listens online and to our free Into Tomorrow podcasts that you, too, can sign up for at intotomorrow.com. Hey, Frank.
Uncle Dave, I hate cell phones.
Ooh.
Even though they are an integral part of life now. I got one when I started truck driving 23 years ago. And it's kind of a necessary evil now, but gosh, I wish we were back in the day when I could actually stand in line and use the payphone to call my dispatcher to get my data. Oh. I've seen so much hoorah out there regarding cell phones and the people that don't know how to use them responsibly. Somebody wants to make $1 million or $1 billion, invent an app that you can put on the phones that will make them not operate when the unit is in motion. And that's all I got to say about that.
Well, thank you, Frank. I didn't even know I had a nephew named Frank in Douglas, Texas. Starts off with Uncle Dave. No, but you know what? Frank is right. There's so many people that just don't get it and are using them while they're driving. And now most states it's against the law, but people don't bother with the law anyway. They're still going to be using it or texting or calling on it. Just nuts.
I say we institute background checks to be able to buy a cell phone.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but I almost thought toward the end of his call there that he was going to say somebody make $1 billion, invent something where you've got to put a quarter in your cell phone to make a call.
That's a good idea.
And that'll keep you from using it so much. It could be costly, but that'd be difficult. So what do you think? 800-899-INTO. Let's meet at intotomorrow.com.
Bringing you the latest in consumer electronics and technology, this has been Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. To participate with Dave and his tech geniuses and win prizes anytime 24/7, use our free Into Tomorrow app for your iPhone, Android, and netbooks. Available in your app store or call 1-800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686. Be sure to visit our website anytime to read our show notes and watch our ITTV videos at intotomorrow.com. And join us next week as we bring you further Into Tomorrow.